أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسيق الذين كفروا إلى جهنم زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها فتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يتلون عليكم آيات ربكم وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله والفضل of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Tonight is the 23rd night of this Mubarak month of Ramadan, and we completed the 24th para of the Quran. There were three surahs that were recited tonight. We continued with the recitation of Surah Zumar. Thereafter we recited from Surah Mu'min, and thereafter we recited Surah Hamim Sajda. So in Surah Zumar, towards the end, the last page of Surah Zumar, Allah Ta'ala mentions of the condition that will take place on the day of Qiyamah. There will be two groups, and the last page of Surah Zumar refers to these two groups. That on one hand, you'll have the one group, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا, that the group of kuffar, they will be driven towards Jahannam, and until they come to the gates of Jahannam, it will be opened, and its inmates will tell to them that the gatekeepers will say to them, the gatekeepers of Jahannam will say to them, that أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ, that did not warners come to you, did not messengers come to you, reciting the ayat, the verses, and warning you regarding this day that is going to come, and regarding this end that you are going to meet. They will say, بَلَا وَلَكِنْ حَقَّدْ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, and the reality is this, that the punishment has been destined for those who leave this world without having brought iman. And thereafter it will say to them that قِيلَ ادْخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, that enter now into the doors of Jahannam, may Allah protect us, may Allah save us. They will remain therein forever and ever. A disbeliever, he will remain in Jahannam forever and ever. And thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions that وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا, as for those who had taqwa, they had the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they brought iman. إِلَى وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا, they will go towards Jannah, and until they come to the doors of Jannah, the doors of Jannah will be opened for them, and it will be said to them that سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ طِبْتُمْ فَادْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ, that peace be upon you, you have done good, and you will remain therein in Jannah forever and ever. May Allah Ta'ala make us from amongst those. Thereafter we recited in Surah Mu'min, and in Surah Mu'min there is one incident that is mentioned, وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ, Allah talks about a man who was a believer. Now there are many believers in the world, and there are many mu'min in the world, but here there is one specific mu'min that is mentioned, because his iman was tested very, very severely, and he passed his iman test with flying colors. This mu'min that Allah Ta'ala mentions is min ali fir'aun yaktumu imanahu. We know Fir'aun was a very, very tyrant ruler. He was a very, very harsh. He was one of the, in the annals of history, he was one of the harshest rulers that ever existed. He killed thousands and thousands, hundreds and thousands of the Bani Israel. And Allah Ta'ala mentions also in the surah regarding how he said that we will kill all the Bani Israel and will just leave and spare their woman. So Allah Ta'ala makes mention about this person, that despite the tyranny of Fir'aun and despite the anarchy and the harm that Fir'aun was causing upon the earth, he still stood firm. And he said, Allah Ta'ala mentions yaktumu imanahu, he was concealing his iman. He didn't openly bring iman. He was a mu'min, but he didn't openly express it. But secretly he was giving da'wat. So he told Fir'aun, and he told the courtiers of Fir'aun, that أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَن يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهُ وَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. So Fir'aun had planned now to kill Nabi Musa alayhi salam. So he says that I'm going to kill a man who has just brought iman, and this person says رَبِّيَ اللَّهُ, for that reason now you're going to kill him, whereas he has brought a message from his Rabb. وَإِيَّكُ كَاذِبًا فَعَلَيْهِ كَذِبُهُ, if he is a liar, then he's lying, the evil of his lying is upon him, and a liar does not succeed. So what are you worried about? وَإِيَّكُ صَادِقًا يُصِدْكُمْ بَعْضُ الَّذِي يَعِدُكُمْ, But if he is a truthful person, if he is a true Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is warning you of a punishment, then be very, very careful and be afraid that punishment that he is warning you about is going to afflict you. And thereafter he continues advising the people. Then he tells them that وَيَاقُومِ مَالِي أَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى النَّجَاتِ وَتَدْعُونَنِي إِلَى النَّارِ. That, O my people, what is the matter? I'm giving you advice, I'm calling you towards the truth, towards success. And that which you are calling me towards is the fire of Jahannam. You're calling me towards disbelief, towards kufr. تَدْعُونَنِي لِأَكْفُرَ بِاللَّهِ وَأُشْرِكَ بِمَالِي سَلِي بِعِلْمِ وَأَنَا عَدُوكُمْ مِنَ الْعَزِيزِ الْغَفَّارِ. You are inviting me to ascribing partners towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am inviting you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the greatest and is all forgiving. So he continues advising them. He says, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكْرٍ أُنْثَى وَهُمْ مُؤْمِنٍ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ يُرْزَقُونَ فِيهَا بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. That person, our duty in this world is to bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to follow it up with amal salihah, with good deeds. Such deeds that earn the closeness, the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to refrain from those deeds that earn the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he gives them da'wat. He says that a person in this world who brings iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thereafter he follows it up with good deeds, then that person, he will enjoy the bounties of Jannat forever and ever. يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ يُرْزَقُونَ فِيهَا. He will be sustained therein بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Forever and ever, without any accounting, Allah Ta'ala is going to give unlimited treasures. And he continues advising them. And he tells them that, وَيَا قُومِ مَا لِي أَدْعُوكُ مِنَ النَّجَاتِ وَتَدْعُونَنِ إِلَى النَّارِ تَدْعُونَنِ لِأَكْفُرَ بِاللَّهِ وَأُشْرِكَ بِمَالِي سَلِبِ عِلْمٍ وَأَنَا أَدْعُوكُ مِنَ الْعَزِيزِ الْغَفَّارِ لَا جَرَمَ أَنَّمَا تَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ لَيْسَ لَهُ دَعْوَةٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَلَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَأَنَّ مَرَدَّنَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ هُمْ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ وَيَا قُومِ مَا. He tells the people that fear the day. إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ مِثْلَ يَوْمِ الْأَحْزَابِ. I fear for you that day like the previous nations. In other words, the previous nations, they didn't accept the da'wat. مِثْلَ دَعْبِ قُومِ نُوحٍ وَعَادٍ وَثَمُودَ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. He reminds them of the previous nations, the Aad, the Thamud, the people of Nuh alayhi salam. They gave da'wat. People refused to accept the da'wat. And Allah Ta'ala destroyed them on account of not accepting the da'wat. They warns them, إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ يَوْمَ التَّنَادِ. I fear that day when each and every one of you will have to stand and account in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like this, he continues warning them, secretly and amongst the people, he was warning them. But they refused to accept his message, they refused to accept his da'wat. And thereafter, he tells them that, فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ. You will soon remember, a time will come when you remember what I am telling you. وَوْفُوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. I now hand over all my affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Allah is well aware of what is taking place. Every oppressor that is oppressing, every zalim that is oppressing, Allah is well aware of it. Allah Ta'ala gives respite. Allah Ta'ala gives time. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا وَحَاقَ بِآلِ فِرْعَوْنَ سُوءُ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Ta'ala saved him, Allah Ta'ala protected him from the evil that they were intending. So on the one hand, the believers were from amongst the Bani Israel. There were few that accepted from the people of Fir'aun. This was one person Allah Ta'ala spoke about. The other was the wife of Fir'aun. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the 29th para in Surah Tahrim that وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ. That the wife of Fir'aun, she also accepted Islam. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions that Allah Ta'ala saved him, Allah Ta'ala protected him. The commentators mention that now Fir'aun had passed and issued a death penalty that is going to hang him in public. So this person fled to the mountains. And after he fled to the mountains, he sought refuge there. Fir'aun dispatched a large army of 1,000 to go and capture him. Commentators mention that Fir'aun, deep down he knew he was upon the wrong, but he refused to accept it. Outwardly he should express arrogance and he should instill fear in the Bani Israel. As we had recited in the Taraweeh tonight, he had mentioned, he told his courtier, his main minister Haman, that build for me a stair. Asbab as-samawati fattali'a ila ilahi Musa wa inni la'azunnuhu kathiba. Build for me a stair so that it may go right up to the heavens and I may call upon the ilah of Musa alayhi salam. So these 1,000 men now go to capture this person. But Allah Ta'ala had planned it such that Allah Ta'ala wished to protect him, and Allah Ta'ala saved him and protected him, and many of this army that Fir'aun had sent, wild animals came and attacked them and devoured them, and the remainder, they fled and they came back to Fir'aun, and they began mentioning to Fir'aun what took place. But Fir'aun did not accept them. To show his arrogance and his power and might that Allah had given him, he beheaded each and every one of their army. And thereafter we know the incident, Allah Ta'ala saved Musa alayhi salam, and Allah Ta'ala destroyed Fir'aun. But it does not end there. Allah Ta'ala mentions, and just let us take some comfort from this. There are many oppressors that came upon the surface of this earth. There are many oppressors that are alive today also. And definitely our heart feels a lot of pain when we witness the atrocities that are taking place. Our Muslim brothers and sisters throughout the world, some of them going to read Salah, and they are being murdered, they are being attacked. Their izzat, their dignity is being violated. Many countries of the world we are witnessing. And definitely, as Muslims, we feel pain. We are one body. So we make this dua, and we hope that those that are oppressing, Allah Ta'ala deals with them. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala deals with them in this world. Sometimes they leave this world, and we do not outwardly witness what punishment takes place to them. But Allah Ta'ala mentions, النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا ويوم تقوم الساعة أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب. That the fire, now in their cupboard, they are already suffering that humiliation. They will be presented towards that fire, day and night they will be presented in that fire. And thereafter they will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ On the day of Qiyamah, it will be said, أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ Then enter the family of Fir'aun, Fir'aun and his army, to the worst, most difficult, most humiliating punishment. So the time is going to come. Allah Ta'ala just gives respite, Allah Ta'ala gives hope, Allah Ta'ala gives hope. And when the time will come, they will be meted out the most severest of punishment by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter in this Tarawih of tonight also, there were two ayat we recited, which of utmost importance. In one ayat, Allah Ta'ala mentions that وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنَ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ That Allah Ta'ala instructs to call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala will respond to make dua towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily those who are arrogant and haughty and do not ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will enter into Jahannam humiliated. Now why is this? When in this world, if you ask anyone, if you ask the person one time, you ask him two times, and the more you ask him, the more reluctant he will become in giving, and in giving in return. And a time will come when a person will not be happy in giving, he might turn you away, or he might expect something in return for giving. The more a person gives, he might have some ulterior motives regarding it. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the total opposite. Allah ta'ala loves it. The more a banda presents his need in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more a person asks from Allah ta'ala, the more a person begs from Allah ta'ala, the more Allah ta'ala loves it. And the more Allah ta'ala gives a person. And when a person does not ask from Allah ta'ala, and he goes ask from makhluk, from creation, he leaves the creator and he goes ask from creation. Allah ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِ يَا عِبَادَةٌ means dua. Those who are arrogant and do not ask from Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will enter them into Jahannam humiliated. And we should not become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, we recited the ayat in the Tarawih tonight, that قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ That O bandas, O slaves, that have done wrong upon themselves. We know well what gunas, what sins we are involved in. And Allah knows well what gunas and sins we are involved in. And we have lived a life of sinning and continued sinning. But Allah Ta'ala says, do not become despondent of the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever guna a person committed, whatever sin be it, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا Allah Ta'ala forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ Allah Ta'ala is غَفُورُ Allah Ta'ala is all forgiving. Allah Ta'ala is all merciful. Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ They turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn towards your Rabb. وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ And submit yourself to Him. Cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَيَّ أَتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ And before any time comes upon you, and you will not be comprehensive, you will not be assisted. But Allah Ta'ala gives hope, Allah Ta'ala gives rope, Allah Ta'ala gives chance. It is upon us to turn towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. There are different ways in which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala accepts the dua of a person. Sometimes whatever a person asks for, Allah Ta'ala gives it to him. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala does not give him exactly what he had asked for. But Allah Ta'ala gives him and replaces with him something better or different. A person asks Allah Ta'ala for wealth, Allah Ta'ala does not give him wealth, Allah Ta'ala replaces him with health, good health. And we all know health is something that no amount of money can buy. Oh, Allah Ta'ala averts a punishment that was supposed to afflict this person. And sometimes Allah Ta'ala keeps that dua in store for him as a reward for the akhirah. And according to the hadith, it is mentioned that a person will see so much of good deeds in the hereafter, and we don't know where it came from. And then he will inquire regarding it. And Allah Ta'ala will tell him that every time you ask from me, and Allah loves it. The more you beg, the more Allah loves it. Every time, oh my banda, oh my slave, you begged from me and you asked from me, and you thought to yourself that perhaps your dua was not being accepted. But I was listening to you. After reciting the ayat of Ramadan, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Then, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them that when my banda asks regarding Allah Ta'ala, I am very, very near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. I will respond to the call of a person when he calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala will tell this person that all these good deeds that you have accumulated, every time you made dua, I did not accept your dua in the world, but I kept it as a reward for you in the hereafter. And you will see so much of good deeds he earned for du'as that were rejected in this world, that you will wish every du'a was rejected in the world. Every du'a of his was not accepted and kept in store as a reward for him in the hereafter. So Allah Ta'ala has given us the Mubarak month of Ramadan. This is the month of du'a, of crying from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the other ibadat, salah, tilawat of the Quran. This is also the month from begging from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi Akram also mentions that thalathatun la turaddu da'watuhum, that there are three people whose dua is never ever rejected. It is always accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is as-sa'imu hatta yuftir, the fasting person till he breaks the fast. We all know there are many, many moments in that day before iftar, at the time of sehri, the time of tahajjud sehri. That time is a very mubarak time. So let us not waste these opportunities. These are times to seek from the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to seek from the unlimited treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi Akram mentions that Ya ibadi, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في سعيد واحد. That, oh my beloved banda, oh my beloved slaves, if each and every one of you, the first of you and the last of you, every insan, every jinnat, from the time of Adam alayhi salam till the last person to be born before Qiyamah, each and every one of you were to gather on one open plain, and everyone was to beg from Allah Ta'ala, and Allah gave everyone whatever he had asked for, every wish, every desire, be it dunyawi desire, be it ukhrawi desire, Allah Ta'ala gave everyone whatever they asked for. مَا نَقَصَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي إِلَّا كَمَا يُنْقِسُ الْمِخْيَةُ إِذَا أُدْخِلَ الْبَحْرِ. That will not decrease in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to that extent also, if a person takes a needle and places it in the ocean of the world, and then after he removes that needle, how much of water is left on the needle? You cannot compare it in comparison to the vast oceans of the world. Allah Ta'ala mentions that will not decrease in the treasures of Allah Ta'ala, not to that extent also if you compare it to the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So limitless, so vast the treasures of Allah Ta'ala are, and Allah Ta'ala is ready to give us, and Allah Ta'ala is ready to forgive us also. It is there for us now to grab hold of this opportunity and turn to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.